Craig Huey, welcome to AM 950 KPRC.
Thank you very much. You know, as a California refugee who has talked to people from Venezuela and Cuba, from communist China, from North Korea, who have the same heart that what they're seeing happen in the schools is destroying what our nation stands for, individual liberty. And what we're seeing today in the schools, what we're seeing today in government is an expansion of the coercive power of the state over the lives of the individual. And this is dangerous to our future. And more people are speaking up, and we can be very glad about that.
Yeah, I'm glad they're speaking up. I just wonder, and I wonder what you think about this. If we hit a tipping point on this, if we've gone past the point of no return, are we still at the point where we can pull this back from the ashes?
Great question, because I think you have listeners right now who are wondering, is there any hope for the future of America when they see what's going on? You know, right now, we're in a period of time where the federal government and many state governments won't give up their power, in fact, are growing it. The federal government is being now just overwhelmed with an increase over its size and control over business and education and federalizing almost everything. The states, like California Governor Newsom, and some of these state governors won't give up their power. And so people say, is there hope? Well, I do believe there's hope, because I have seen over periods of time dramatic changes and dramatic turnaround, and I see it happening in school boards all across the United States. I see it happening with people speaking up like that lady saying truth and saying enough is enough. And you know, we're up against a lot of problems when we're dealing with, you know, the government really putting a heavy weight on the political system of bias, of doing things that are to the kids in the education system that is basically brainwashing them. But it's not something we can't reverse if the people stand up and are able to say enough is enough. And I see that happening all across America. I see a change that's going to happen in 2022. And this upcoming election is going to be a shock to people, as to people saying, we are tired of the expansion of government and the diminishing of the individual liberty. We're tired of seeing the greatness of America attacked and basically a reverse racism, a racism being taught to the kids, a socialism that is trashing the greatest economic engine in America. I'm going to put myself on the line right now and say, you're going to see change. People can't give up.
Okay, well, I agree with that. People can't give up, and I hope you're absolutely right about 2022. But here's what I worry about, George Huey. What are we looking at between now and 2022? There's a whole hell of a lot of damage that can be done between now and then.
Yes, and the damage is great. So what most people don't realize is, for example, let's just take the federal government. What President Biden has done is something that Obama started. In the bureaucracy, you have the power of regulations and power of money that Obama discovered could be used to promote a kind of a socialist, secularist agenda. And he transformed the federal government, because a bureaucracy has always been there. In the past, the bureaucracy wants to, number one, grow itself. Number two, it wants to protect itself. But he added one more thing. It wants to transform America into his political image. And now Biden has come in and he has put in the worst of the worst ideologues into the bureaucracy. And he is transforming America through regulations and control more than Obama did. And the destruction to so many things. People of faith are finding there's a direct assault upon churches and religious institutions. Businesses are finding they're not able to operate. It's a favored environment for big corporations who are donors to the Democrats and the entrepreneurs and the individual business owners are finding that regulations are damaging them. You know, the things like the pipeline and policies with gasoline. And that's why we're seeing this increasing inflation rate where prices are going up. And there's economic problems throughout America. Things are going to get worse because of these policies. And it's a danger to the republic what is happening.
I don't know about you, but I see the biggest problem is the entrenched bureaucracy. We saw what happened during the Trump years. They basically did their best to neuter President Trump. And they ran a campaign, a misinformation campaign, that managed to get him, we think, voted out of office. And at this point in time, those entrenched bureaucrats are still going to be there. At the end of this administration, they're still going to be there. During the next administration, they're still going to be there. So how do we, you know, Trump talked about draining the swamp, but it turns out the swamp is 30,000 feet deep.
It is. And for the survival of America, we have to. President Trump, he was the first outsider to come in, the first one to try to shake up the bureaucracy, try to drain the swamp. He ran into resistance after resistance. How many leaks has Biden had? Zero. How many leaks where the bureaucracy went to the press with false stories? Hundreds. And it was a massive resistance by the bureaucracy to torpedo policies of deregulation and decontrol and anything that was Trump. So that's a lesson learned. So the next Republican that comes in with the mission to downsize government, their number one enemy and their number one goal is to reduce the bureaucracy, and it's going to be a massive fight. You know, what Obama did is a couple of things. Before he left office, he rearranged the order of many of the bureaucrats that would normally have been left and Trump would have appointed. What Obama did is he put them in positions where they could not be fired. And then he took a whole division that hires people and stuffed those with liberal, progressive socialists who hire people in the bureaucracy. Trump could not fire them, and they would not hire conservatives or libertarians. They wouldn't hire people of faith. And so he was really operating with his hands tied behind his back. And now Biden's going to do even more from based upon what they learned in the Obama administration. He's going to do more harm because they have more knowledge. I think a reflection of that is the minute Biden came into office, most people don't know how he purposely and immediately, within the first 2 weeks, undid many of the policies Trump had. They already had the bureaucrats, everything prepared, all the paperwork done, so all Biden had to do was sign it. That's the deep state. That's the deep state that is the hidden danger to the lives and our liberty today.
Can you hang on for another segment? Because I'm up against a break here that I have to go to, Craig. But I'd like to, we haven't even had a chance to talk about critical race theory, the 1619 Project. My biggest fear is I think what got us to this point is the public school system, and what will continue to advance this if we don't change it is the public school system. And I'd like to talk to you about that if you can hang on.
Sure, be glad to.
Okay, great. Craig Huey's with us, author, political commentator, blogger, political analyst. By the way, you can read more of what he has to say at Craig Huey, HUEY.com. Back with more in a moment. Jimmy Barrett Show here on AM 950 KPRC. All right, 350 on AM 950 KPRC. Jimmy Barrett Show, we're visiting with Craig Huey. He's a business owner, marketing expert, author, speaker, former Republican Party candidate. He's got three different websites. he's operating these days, judgevoterguide.com, craighuey.com, electionforum.com. He's a California-based Republican. Before we get into 1619 and CRT here, though, Craig, you're about the only, well, there's a few of you, but you're one of the few California Republicans that hasn't already moved to Texas. What are you waiting for?
Well, Jimmy, I am now a California refugee. My apologies to the listeners. I chose Tennessee, and I have left California, where I was born. I still am involved quite a bit in trying to transform that state, but basically, I had to move because of my business. 5.5 businesses a week leave California, and they made it impossible for me to run my advertising agency and marketing company, and by the policies that they initiated. And so in June of last year, I made a huge choice of closing down my offices in California, offering people to come to Tennessee. And right now I'm talking to you from Tennessee, though last week I was back in California, and it just confirmed everything as to the difference between the free states and the oppressive states, between the free states and the states where the government is micromanaging the lives of the individual. And it's such a feeling of freedom not to be in California.
Listen, I understand exactly what you're saying. I was born and raised in Michigan, moved to Virginia, mm-hmm. when Virginia was reliably red. When I could see the end of the red days for Virginia were coming, I moved here to Texas. So this is my last stand. This is my Alamo here in Texas. All right. Yeah. So let's talk about, I want to talk to you, the education. We kind of left the last segment by saying, you know, I think where we really have to get going here is in reforming the public education system, because that is where our problems began. With the indoctrination of children, we have raised a lot of woke individuals in this country who are now starting to head up corporations. They're the ones that are running the government these days. They're the entrenched bureaucrats, and unless there's somebody coming behind them with a different set of values, this will only continue. And yet we have things like critical race theory. We have the 1619 Project, which completely reimagines the founding of this country and what the principles of this country are. And listen, I don't believe in teaching history with our eyes closed. I mean, we have like every other country, we have good history and we have bad history. It's fine to teach them both, but we're giving up all the good history to teach nothing but the bad.
Jimmy, you're so right. You know, if you were in elementary school, if you were in middle school or high school or junior college, I can guarantee you that you will not hear anything about what's good about America. You will not know how to love our country, which is so exceptional in all the countries of the world. You know, we're not perfect. And you know, bad things have happened, but the thing that we've learned from history is that we move forward, we correct problems of the past. We have the greatest nation in the world, and critical race theory is simply racism and Marxism. You talk about what's going on in the schools. You know, basically, they're teaching a love for socialism, Marxism, and communism. And it's even into the math and the English and into literature, into science. It's when I was in high school and I was in college, every teacher I had was a liberal. But during that time, any type of math class, science class, there was no politics. That's not the way it is today. With the institution of tenure, where teachers could not be fired, My wife, who has been a special ed teacher for over 15 years in public schools, government-run schools, she will tell you that she believes 30% of the teachers are incompetent, should never be working there, they're not good for the kids, but they can't be fired. But it's worse than that. The textbooks, the teachers are become ideological. The teachers' union ideologues basically mobilized the teachers along political lines. So the American Federation of Teachers and these other teacher organizations do something where they have taken over the school boards in most cities. What they'll do is they not only provide money for candidates, they provide training for candidates, and they provide precinct workers to get out the vote. They provide data to identify who to vote for their candidates. And so across the United States, school boards have been taken over by radical progressives who are allowing critical race theory and other things in the school. It's time to take back our schools. That is part one of what has to be done, is the mobilization of parents and grandparents, mobilization of taxpayers that say, we won't take this any longer. But you have a very fundamental problem. The state of Texas can say, you're not allowed to teach critical race theory. They can say that you're not going to be allowed to teach certain things in the school. But that doesn't stop teachers from doing that.
They don't call it critical race theory at that point. They like you said, they introduce it into math and story problems.
All
sorts of other insidious types of ways. And the only people who are going to catch this are parents who are willing to actually report it. Craig, out of time, but thank you so much. Enjoyed talking to you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Good luck in your new life in Tennessee.
Thanks.
Craig Huey joining us here on AM 950 KPRC.